Hello, everyone. Welcome. It is the greatest weekend of all weekends for us wrestling fans. It's WrestleMania weekend, and we are here to deliver you our picks because you need to hear them. Everyone needs to hear our WrestleMania picks. I'm your host, Brent Piles. I've got my co-host, the Mayor O'Mania. He is not mean Mayor Callis today. He is Mayor O'Mania. Mayor, how you doing?
I am the ho-host of all the ho-hostesses that you'll ever have. I am doing fantastic, buddy. Just excited about this weekend, excited about the whole weekend. We got NXT, we've got WrestleMania, we got some sockball matches to kick off Saturday morning.
If the you're Final Four. Up.
We got the Final Four.
Yeah.
Huge insanity, all sorts of good stuff. I'm not even going to talk about any of the negativity because the good stuff outweighs it all.
The mayor may not be so excited because he's high on paint fumes. Anyway, our other co-host. What time is it right now, Glenn?
2:20, something like that, 2:15.
Well, good news is, Glenn, we got you up to a little bit earlier than 4 o'clock in the morning. Glenn, how are you doing this early morning?
I am very good, thank you. As I said, I've been watching WrestleMania 20 tonight, so.
WrestleMania
20. That's interesting.
I've been actually watching WrestleMania 36 the last couple days off and on, which is, famously is the WrestleMania that was so big it was the only WrestleMania that could be held on two nights. That was the tagline, but not anymore, I guess, because now we've held every WrestleMania on two nights since then.
Well, we're not sure yet about this week.
That's true. They might just all consolidate it into one night. We don't know.
Might be three.
Could be. Or that Cody Rhodes Roman Reigns match is going to go really long.
Three hair Iron Man match.
And if you don't know, the reason why we're joking like this is because as we're recording this, which is Wednesday the 29th, there is exactly six matches announced for night one. However, there is only one match announced for night two, and there are six matches that are in limbo.
It's just Cody versus Roman on night two. That is it.
That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a four-hour classic. No fucking thank you.
That's the Platinum Man match. It's even above Iron Man.
We'll show you, AEW. You got an Iron Man match. We've got a Platinum Man match.
This is what they get for taking the Andre the Giant Battle Royal off of the pre-show.
Well, fuck, I don't remember the last time the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal was on the show. I think it's been the last few years it hasn't been on the show.
What made me laugh, though, is that last Friday on SmackDown, they showed the graphic of everybody that's going to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Then on Monday, they were all running up to see a list and get it all excited that they were going to be on it. Didn't nobody actually watch SmackDown from the Friday before?
Yeah, I think I remember seeing the list on Friday when I was scrolling back through it.
Yeah. It was definitely mentioned on Friday, and then they forgot by Monday.
Yeah.
Well, all got excited that they were in it.
They've been hitting the head a lot, and they're not that smart anyway.
They paint their bathtubs, too.
Somebody just painted their bathtubs. That's what it was. Somebody painted all the bathtubs in the arena. They were high on paint fumes.
God damn it, Bruce. Bruce.
I need to get some damn Palaways painted on Tuesdays. God damn it.
Don't get me hit on the head. Did you see that poor Dolph Ziggler?
Oh, yeah.
He got well whacked on the bonts on Monday. Oh.
Yeah, he definitely did him in, didn't he?
Oh, that I don't know if you guys did you watch NXT yet, Brent?
I did, yes.
Okay. I think it was Axiom and Nathan Frazier, and Nathan Frazier went to skin the cat over the ropes.
Yeah.
Like skin the cat back into the ring, and Axiom just full speed, like single leg drop kicked him right in the mush. Like, I mean, it had to hit like flush like this as he's flipping back over upside down. I would have had a word with Axiom when we got in the back after that one.
Ah, those guys are NXT UK guys. They get it. Since they were 19, they're fine. They're fine. Which we should mention, if you're looking for some NXT picks, we're not going to do them tonight because we didn't want to do a 2.5-hour preview show. So, and the mayor can get long-winded And there's a match with Chelsea Green on this show, so who knows how long that could go. So if you're looking for those, they'll be on YouTube and, you know, your favorite podcast app on Saturday morning. I'll have them up bright and early so you can watch them before the show starts. But we're not going to do that right now. We are going to talk about WrestleMania and WrestleMania only. I guess we'll start with night one, and then I'll play it by ear from there, I guess. I don't know. One thing that we do know that is absolutely official and has been announced, the first match on night one will be Austin Theory taking on the 16-time greatest of all time, John Cena. So we know that that match is happening first. Glenn, how do you feel about picking first? Or should we make the mayor do it?
Let the mayor do it for a change.
All right, man. Don't be you.
I'm still carrying around my belt, aren't I?
That's true.
Two belts over my back.
All right. The champion.
The champion, as Ric Flair would say.
There you go.
The world's heavyweight champion.
Now you got
All right. So what I'm going to be picking, I before I actually make my pick, I don't want to get too long-winded because I have a habit of doing that, as you pointed out. But I really feel like with this kicking off the show, if you can think back to when Rock wrestled Hogan, and there was that turn in the crowd where people started getting behind the new, where there was the turn in the crowd where we had people start going for Hogan. I'm thinking that it's the opposite here, where I'm thinking people are really going in strong on Cena, and Austin Theory has the showing of a lifetime here where the crowd starts to get behind him. And I think that this is going to be huge for Austin Theory. I think this is like his moment to shine. And I think he's waited his entire lifetime for this moment. Like this is that Eminem moment where you got your mom's spaghetti on your sweater and you're wiping it off in the back ready to come out. Like this is going to be it for Austin Theory. And I pick Austin Theory to win here and have that Rock Hogan WrestleMania moment where the crowd is atomic. And then they start turning to wanting, they start getting behind Theory. And I feel like that's going to happen. Probably won't, but I still think Theory wins. Austin Theory is my pick.
Mayor, I just have to ask you one single question here. Have you ever seen Austin Theory's face?
Yes.
Nobody's covering it with a beard.
He's been covering it with a beard some.
Nobody's cheered.
Oh, come on. It's not Duke Hudson bad.
No, Duke Hudson bad.
It's just hateable. I like, he has a very, very hateable face. I can't see the crowd turning and cheering him and booing him. And if he starts doing phenomenal things by the end of it, and I'm not saying it's not out of the realm of possibility. I just think he's facing John Cena. But there's one thing I do agree with you with is like, there's no absolutely no fuck all chance that John Cena is going to become the United States champion. Like, that's just never going to happen. So Austin Theory is definitely going to win.
I'm going against you two here.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you why.
Glenn, it's only the first quarter. You're ready to toss a Hail Mary.
What did Cena do with that belt the last time he had it?
He made it the most important it has ever been until Austin Theory's held it.
Fair.
Apart from that, but what did he do with it?
He did
open challenges, didn't he?
Yes.
So I think that Cena's going to win it. They're going to give him his last WrestleMania win. And then Theory's going to answer the open challenge on Raw and win it back.
Well, I would actually like that. So,
yeah, that's not dial. I like it. Yeah, it's not bad.
I could, if there is a follow up where Theory wins the title back from Cena, and before other people get a chance to get involved in it, I could see that happening. So I like that pick.
Yeah, no, that I hadn't because, even thought of that as a possibility, but that is good.
Because if you think about how when he had the Money in the Bank, they were always screwing him over and somebody always got in the way of him actually managing to cash in. Well, how good would it be that he finally gets his moment to do that cash in, but on Cena at Raw and as an open challenge?
It's a good way to go. It's not a bad plan, Glenn. It's not a bad plan. All right.
Probably totally wrong, but...
I mean, we could all be totally wrong. What do we know? I don't scour the internet for spoilers because I don't want to know.
I pick with my heart 99% of the time. So
the people to spoil it don't know.
That's true, yeah. The next match is a 6-woman tag team match. It is Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky taking on Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch, who are the women's tag team champions. I suppose it's my turn to go first. It's not going to happen, but I mean, if anybody needs to win, it's Damage Control. I don't think that Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch are going to be make or broke by this tag team match here. Do I think that Damage Control is going to win? Nope. Hell no, I don't think Damage Control is going to win. Do I think it makes the most sense for Damage Control to win? Yeah, because you just got two, you know, Hall of Famers coming back from a match with Becky Lynch. And, you know, they win by underhanded tactics or whatever. But you know what, Mayor? I'm going to do what you did, and I'm going to go with my heart, even though I know it's not going to happen, and I'm picking Damage Control. I'm going to live to regret that, but there we go. Glenn, what about you?
There is no way that Damage Control are going to win that.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way. Dude.
No expanding on that thought, Glenn?
No expanding on that at all. There's just no reason whatsoever that Damage Control are going to win that.
He's not even giving it a second sentence. He's just like, there's no chance Damage Control wins here.
You're just waiting. Like, is he going to say something else?
Yeah. Like, did those bathroom fumes actually get to me? Have I gone? Have I hit the bucket?
I had nothing else to say.
Mayor, tell me that I'm not crazy and I'm right, like Glenn just did.
I'm going to go with Glenn, and I think I'll just keep it short as well. I think Damage Control cannot win this match here. I think it's that good feel-good moment for your WrestleMania Hall of Fame class that's coming back to have a moment in the sun. And I... outside of some random, I mean, they've got the belts. I don't even understand why they have the belts, other than the women tag team belts just don't make any sense anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're not even defending the belts. Like, do we think that you're going to see Lita and Becky Lynch traveling house shows together defending their belts? Probably not. Like, it's not going to happen. So, like, I don't know.
I think
something happens with Bayley and Damage Control falling out of good graces, and somehow EO and Dakota come back and win the belts by themselves on Monday night. Like, I can't come up with any possible situation where Damage Control wins here. So I'm going with Becky, Trish, and Lita, BTL or BLTs, because I like bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches.
See, I'm not really a tomato guy, so...
I mean, it's more the bacon and mayonnaise together on the sandwich. The lettuce and tomato just kind of go there.
Glenn, is BLT's big over in your neck of the woods? I just spit all over myself.
Well, they're about that size. Like, probably they are over there.
Yeah. Do you like? Are they good? Do people eat them?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you guys just eat biscuits and boiled chicken. I don't know.
I see a lot of beans in most of the deals. They love beans over there is what I've grown to understand.
I mean, they always look baked delicious, beans, though. Yeah.
Baked beans are delicious. A good steakhouse baked bean. I know this is really devolving here.
It's fine.
Steakhouse baked bean is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Trish and Lita and Becky. We're really caring about this match.
I mean, it should be exciting. I mean, I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be a good match. You know what I mean? If you're watching this, go ahead and tell me on Twitter or tell me in the comments of this video that I'm a fucking idiot for taking Damage Control. That's fine. The next one is, I suppose they're doing both women's championship matches on one night, which I think the mayor said it before we started here that, and I agree that I don't like that. They should put one on each night. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be, a women's match on both nights. They did last year, too. They had the both women's matches on the same night. So I think they did announce that Charlotte and Rhea is main eventing night one, right?
They're main eventing night one?
That's what I thought I saw. Oh, maybe I'm wrong, but.
No, it's probably all.
It sounds I figured right. You would have had the Bloodline and Sammy and Kevin main eventing, but I could see that.
Well, hell, but they didn't even tell us what nights that's even on.
That's true. That's very true.
I think that's another thing I think I want to.
I mean, they could get.
I'll ask Glenn first. Do you think Sammy, the tag team match would warrant a main event at WrestleMania? Do you think that that's something that would be feasible?
No. I'd have it opening. No. I'd have it opening night two. Get the crowd really pumped up nice and early.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that. Mayor, what do you think?
I would say under normal circumstances over the years, a tag team match probably shouldn't be main eventing WrestleMania, but the storyline that is behind this that they've built up for 16, 17 months. I mean, it's been a long time that they've been building this storyline, and the belts are on the longest reigning tag team champions of all time.
Yeah.
The moment for Kevin and Sammy, who've been have been basically probably best friends for 25 years, coming together and winning, I'm assuming, their first tag team championship in WWF ever.
Yeah.
I think that's like the whole culmination of that's a good feel-good story that you could close the show with, and everyone goes home happy. And I think at WrestleMania, especially on night one, you want to send the crowd home happy. And that's why I would think I would close the night one with it.
I'm trying to look and see if it has been officially announced that they're main eventing or not.
That's maybe my take on it.
No, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. And like you said, in normal circumstances, you wouldn't think so. But I think with the way this is, I'm not saying it's going to happen, and I don't think it will. But I like Glenn's suggestion, too, of opening night two with it. Or even, I think you have to put that match and the Roman match on the same show if you're not going to have one main event. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's a good one. So open night two, that's a really good way to go. I was thinking opening night two with the triple threat Intercontinental Championship match, just because that would be so hard-hitting. But the tag team match sounds good, too.
Yeah. I'm just excited for WrestleMania. Like, I'm not one of those people that, like, gets frustrated with, like, the booking and how things are done or what sequence of matches are on. Like, I'm just in the moment, like, watching and enjoying it. And I wish a lot of people could be like that.
Yeah. A lot of people need to. It's like, I don't even. Why do you watch it?
I'm not watching it to complain. Like, I'm watching it to enjoy. I mean, I might complain about some things, but
like,
I'm not watching it to complain.
About the match we're going to talk about here, which is Bianca Belair versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. And I think all of us were a bit critical of the lack of a feud built there. But they did turn around by finally turning Asuka heel. Mm-hmm. So that did show. But obviously it's going to be a great match. Glenn, you get to go first. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go Asuka. I think that Bianca has done all she can with that belt.
I mean, she's had it for a full year now. So, Mayor, are you going to agree with him or are you going the other way?
I'm going with Bianca.
Bianca.
I'm going Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think she retains here. And I don't see who's going to end up taking it off of her at this point in time, because I think she's done a really good job with it, but still I feel like there's more, like there's something missing. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like Asuka isn't going to be the one to make that. I don't want to say make that magic happen, but I don't feel like because of this feud's build that it's made it important enough to see Asuka take it off of her. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it was very lackluster the way that they built this up. And I wish that they would have had Asuka turn heel, like in a much darker way earlier on, to make it look like Bianca was in jeopardy of actually losing her belt and that she actually had fear instead of just coming out there and twirling her hair happily. Like, I want to see fear in her face when she sees Asuka. Like, if that's not it, then this isn't the match to take it off of her.
That's a fair point.
I want my babyface champion to be in jeopardy.
I guess I get it. I want to say Asuka because, like I said, like I did, I talked myself into picking Damage Control because I said Damage Control needed a win. It's kind of the same thing with Asuka. Asuka's never really got that big win on the big stage. Like we thought she was going to get it versus Charlotte, and then she lost. So I'm gonna pick Belair though too, just because it's like a former Sasha Banks situation where it's like I just can't pick against her.
I just can't pick against her.
But it should be a great match. I'm really excited.
Yeah, 100%. It's gonna be a great match, no matter how little they've built it up over the 3 months they've had the chance to build it up, but
yeah, right. And the next match is it's between two monsters. This is going to be, I believe this could be, this is designated as a Haas fight, right, Glenn?
Which one is it? It's
Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Yeah, that's definitely a Haas fight.
Almost his left arm fighting his right arm is a Haas fight. That is a beast of a man. When we were talking about Ed Too Tall Jones, Almost is too tall. He's as tall as you're getting.
You can listen to the Manic Match WrestleMania right now where Glenn asked the question about how tall is too tall. Almost, that's who. First, you taking Brock or are you taking the monster Almost?
Is this me or Glenn?
You. It's you.
Oh, gosh. Wow. It's you first. This one's actually really tough for me because I don't know where to go with it. Like, I usually pick my Brock matches based on how I feel like if he wants to come back soon.
Right.
Whether he actually wants to do something based on his appetite for being on television or wanting to go kill some deer in the woods with Sable hanging out, cooking him some deer bacon. Like, I don't know on this one. This one's really hard to pick. Like, I feel like they've really trying to build up Almost, and if you kill him off here, what good is he? So I'm really trying to, I want to pick Almost, but I don't think I can. Oh, God, this is tough. This is the hardest one. This might be the hardest match for me to pick. I'm just going to go with Brock just because I typically always picked Brock to win on a big show. God dang. I feel like there might be some shenanigans in here.
It could be.
If I'm going to talk my way into Almost winning this, it could possibly, with Lashley not having anything on the card, maybe coming back to help Almost.
That's a shame.
Getting his comeuppance on Brock after he kicked Lashley and his little Lashley. or big Lashley. I don't know. I don't want to denigrate.
I'm sure it's a very big Lashley. I mean, Lana was excited about it. Yeah.
So I don't want to speak low of the man. God, I don't know how to pick this one. I'm just going to go Brock. I'm just going to say Brock. I'll let you guys decide on if any of my points have changed your possible view, but I'm going Brock.
And since you picked Brock, I'm going to pick Omos because it feels like if you want to really make Omos something, this is he should beat Brock here, but at the same time is Brock. And I don't know if it's fair to say that Brock's not willing to do business, cause I'm sure he is. And if Brock's going to go home and hunt deer forever, I'm sure he's going to have no problem putting Omos over.
No.
So I'm just going to pick Omos because I think that makes the most sense. If you want to push Omos to the next level, this is exactly how you fucking do it. So Glenn, what do you think?
I've gone with Brock. I've already written it down because over the last few weeks, I think Brock has given us that answer because he's been jobbing left, right, and center to Omos. Omos has killed him nearly twice. He ran away from him on Raw this week.
That's true. Yeah. So, even with that clothesline and he backed down. He didn't even get his cowboy hat. He left that thing in the ring.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you ever saw Brock cower down to anybody? Probably never.
So he's coming back. He's coming back as the Repo Man and repossessing his cowboy hat.
I really think Almost had a missed opportunity not wearing his hat, though.
Yeah. Oh, I would have put it on. Yeah.
Like Almost should have put that hat on. It may have pissed him off. It may have brought him back in. You might not have wanted that.
I don't think Omos could think that far ahead, to be honest.
That's probably true.
Because that would have been a fantastic moment and visual of Omos just standing there in Brock's cowboy hat.
I've seen him doing that, like an interview on a radio show, and he seems like a, I don't know, he just seemed like a regular dude. I don't know why that was so weird to me, but he just seemed like a maybe because he's a giant, but he just was like a regular dude. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I expected him to, I don't know what I expected him to be doing, like eating babies or I don't know.
Lifting people up by the head and putting them around, like right.
Choking the guy, saying, "Why would you ask me a question?" You know, I don't know what I thought he would be doing, but the next one. It's, you know, the mayor of Canton's favorite wrestler, Seth freaking Rollins, taking on Logan Paul. This is a hard one, too. The last few that we, the last couple that we've had have been tough ones, except for Glenn. Glenn's, I think Glenn's on the inner circle or something. He must have taken Jeremy's spoilers when Jeremy disappeared.
He does know a lot of people over in that NXT UK, so.
He does. Maybe he's talked to Sid. Sid's talked to somebody else. I doubt it.
None of them work for the WWE anymore.
Okay.
That's a very good point. Well, shout out to Sid Scala, though. Shout out to Sid.
Definitely.
Okay, where am I at here? Yeah, okay. So I read somewhere, I don't know if this is true or not, but I read it on Twitter, probably in the following section. Seth, that Logan Paul's contract with WWE is up after WrestleMania, and if he, I heard he's doing whatever with UFC now, so I don't even know if he's long for the WWE world, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't, which would be a shame because he's really good at it. I know people don't like him, but you cannot like him, but he's still good at it. I'm gonna take Seth freaking Rollins with a victory over Logan Paul and a hell of a match. May steal the show of night one. What about you, Glenn?
Yeah, exactly the same. I'd heard exactly what you heard about him, his contract being up and they're not looking at renewing it. So it's WrestleMania and gone for poor, well, not so poor Logan Paul.
Very rich Logan Paul. He's probably like, why the fuck do I have to do this shit? I've been selling drinks. Have you seen it? Mayor, are you gonna pick Seth Rollins?
As much as it pains me to do this, I heard nothing about Logan Paul's contract ending, but I did pay attention to the last three Monday Night Raws where Logan Paul got the up on Seth Rollins and left him laying with a one-punch knockout at least two times in a row.
Yeah.
So the last 2 weeks, he's left Seth Rollins laying face down looking like a chump, which I'm perfectly fine with. I'm happy about that. However, if you're not going to be there and you're not going to continue any kind of feud and there's no plan for you, which I didn't even know about. So that's not even what I'm basing my opinion on. I'm just going off of him leaving Seth Rollins face down, looking like a chump 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. As much as I don't think Seth Rollins is a baby face, that crowd is singing, whoa, I'm not even going to sing it. You know, that crowd loves singing that. They love the whoa, sing. They love singing whoa. Yeah, they love singing along the woes.
They do.
So I'm going to preach the woes and say my woes that Seth Rollins wins here. And I see no reason. Yeah, the Brits love singing and chanting along.
Oh, yeah. That's favorite.
Yeah, us Brits got to hold our hands up for that as well, because nobody was thinking of doing that until we started it at Cardiff.
When Seth Rollins comes back to England, his theme song may never end.
Oh, yeah. Whatever match is going to go the whole match.
But Seth Rollins wins here clean. And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great match. I don't see how.
Fantastic match. Might be the best match of the whole two nights.
I mean, it could definitely absolutely steal the show. It has the potential to. I mean, I know, like I said, people don't like Logan Paul, but he's a pretty good fucking pro wrestler.
You cannot like him, but he is the quickest learner in professional wrestling history. As much as Kurt Angle is probably in my top three, Logan Paul has taken to this like no one else I've ever seen in the history. Yeah, like a duck to water. Like no one else I've ever seen. He's fantastic, and he is so good at getting hated. It's incredible.
He doesn't even have to do anything.
Just that haircut.
Right, gents, can I just say, for the first time ever, after five matches, that is the first one that all three of us have agreed on.
Oh, wow. So this is going to be good. This is going to be fun.
Yes.
Every match is going to count except for the stupid decision that I made to pick damage control. And I could take it back, but I'm too prideful to do that. I'm sticking with it, goddammit.
Don't worry. There's one you're going to get back on me here soon.
Oh, I'm sure. Although, when we get to that match, I guess we'll talk about it. So we're going to get to – this one is the main event of the night. At least that's what I think anyway. I could be totally wrong. Charlotte Flair is having the SmackDown Women's Championship. Oops. Nope. Against – sorry. Desk malfunction. Against Rhea Ripley. Who are we at? Is it my turn or is it Glenn? It's your turn. Glenn, you get picked first. Who are you taking? Oh, Charlotte Flair or Rhea Ripley?
This is another real toughie.
Yeah.
They just gave Charlotte the belt out of the blue. They've built Rhea to the moon.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna go Rhea, you know. Against my better judgment, I'm going Rhea. Because it's a, excuse the pun. That's a, yep.
I'm going to go against Glenn's better judgment as well and go with Rhea. I think that they've been doing this almost could be this. I was wrong when I said that Cena and Austin Theory were going to have that Rock Hogan moment. This has got to be the one. Charlotte is a baby face. Like, me being a bricklayer, like, I can't do that. She can't be a baby. She's a flare. Her being a heel is so natural. Why are they doing any of this? And the crowd is really starting to get behind Rhea. As much as they hate Dom, they're starting to really get behind Rhea. And this could be that moment. I think this has to be that moment for Rhea where she wins, because I believe she lost to Charlotte two WrestleManias ago or last 36. WrestleMania.
36.
So this has to be that moment for Rhea where she goes over and especially if it's closing the show, I think that this could be a huge moment for Rhea and sending Charlotte packing and somehow giving her a reason to blame the crowd and going even further heel, blaming the crowd for her loss, you know, getting behind Rhea. I think it'll work out perfect for storyline and eventually get to the Charlotte passing her father before John Cena does for championships. So that's another reason why I'm going with Rhea winning here, is so that Charlotte can lose the belt and gain it back someday. Maybe even from Bianca. Who knows? I don't know.
I think we have discussed this on air before, that they've got these two women's matches totally the wrong way around.
Yeah.
It should be Charlotte against Asuka and Rhea against Bianca.
That might actually be a main event for the following year. I could see that. Bianca and Rhea main eventing the following year.
At WrestleMania 40.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless I get my... And then I'll see Sol Ruka versus Charlotte for the other match.
I think you're building that. What about JC Jane, pal? Yeah. Come on.
Well, I mean, she's already...
About her. She's on the... She's on the shelf now, so she's forgotten about her already.
Well, I mean, against all of our better fucking judgments, if you all fucking did it, well, then I'm going to do it too. I'm going to also take Rhea Ripley. The only reason why you look at this and think that Rhea Ripley might not win is because the person she's facing is Charlotte Flair. That's the only reason you think that she wouldn't win, and that's the only reason why maybe she shouldn't win. There's no way. She was number one in the Royal Rumble. Won the Royal Rumble. They've been building her as this monster heel for so long. But like you said, Mayor, I think this... I mean, they already cheer. So I think this is going to be the moment where they really start to cheer. And yeah, I think Rhea Ripley... It makes sense. The night ends and Rhea Ripley's holding that championship over her head. It makes the most sense. But they probably won't do it. It'll probably be Charlotte. It'll probably fucking be Charlotte. Not that I would
welcome
hate
to the procrastination show.
I'm probably one of like the largest Charlotte Flair fans in the world. Like, I love Charlotte Flair. She is incredible in the ring. She's incredible as a heel. But putting her in this babyface role all of a sudden where she's smiling and happy just feels off.
So yeah, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very strange. All right, so now we're going to head to the matches that are to be determined because we don't know. We're not sure if these are going to be on night one or night two. We don't know. Let's get these strange matches out of the way. First, we've got a men's WrestleMania Fatal 4 showcase match for absolutely nothing. I think Braun Strowman's greatest Royal Rumble championship is on the line.
Oh, okay.
That may or may not be something that I just made up right now. Braun Strowman and Ricochet will take on the Street Profits and the Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders in a four-way. Glenn, you get to is it whose turn is it? I don't even fucking remember. I'll just go first. Who cares?
Go for it.
I'm gonna go with the Street Profits.
I didn't even hear you say the Street Profits were in this. I forgot they were in it.
Yeah. Street Profits, Braun Strowman and Ricochet, the Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders. The good news is three out of the four tag teams have a fucking name. So that's good.
Yeah.
And I feel like, spoiler alert, if it's on me, I feel like I'm going to pick the team without a name.
Go ahead then.
Okay. I am picking Braunachet. the Rico Stromans. I don't know which way works better, but neither of them do, but I think that's where we're gonna go. And I'm hoping that on Monday Night Raw somehow that leads to the Street Profits breaking up, because I want to see them both in singles action and see who the true star of the group is, because I really feel like both of those guys are stars, and in a tag team, they're almost at the point where they're holding each other down. But man, I think Ricochet and Braun win here. I don't know why. I don't know why this match is on the card other than to get people Mania paychecks.
Right.
But it probably will be pretty exciting, though. I could see it having some good moments. Yeah, Ricochet and Braun.
Glenn, what are you going to do? I literally just closed my eyes and pointed. Whatever team my finger was closest to, that's who I picked.
I didn't have that opportunity. I could only point to, like, you know.
It's not going to be Alpha Academy. They're splitting up.
Okay. I could see that, too.
Yeah. Well, he's got some Maximum Male Models, isn't he?
Yeah. Well,
Otis.
Nice, blame him.
Yeah. It's not going to be the Street, the Viking Raiders, or whatever they're called. I think it's got to be I think it's got to be Braun O'Shea, unfortunately.
If that's not on a T-shirt by WrestleMania, WrestleMania Raw, then I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Braun O'Shea.
That should be at the beginning of their entrance music. They should, like, mash their entrance music together, and it should be.
I am just waiting for Braun to do, like, the Superman or the superhero pose, like Ricochet does, where he just goes down, hits the one fist, and looks up after a backflip.
Wouldn't that be something? All right, this one's gonna be hard for the mayor to pick, I'm sure. It's a woman's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match. It's Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. I'm sorry, I got this match wrong. This is the Battle Bowl Challenge WrestleMania Tag Team match. It's Liv Morgan and Raquel Gonzalez, Shotzi Blackheart and Natalya, taking on Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville, taking on the tag team who was lucky enough to draw their other tag team partner, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Because, you know, if you ever watch Battle Bowl, there was always one team that got lucky.
Yeah.
Glenn, we'll let you go first. Good luck.
It's got to be the Great Bowl. It's got to be the Great Bowl. Oh, sadly.
That's great. I don't know. We already know who the mayor is going to pick, but I gotta agree with him. The wild boar takes this one. Mayor of Ken, who are you taking?
I can't take the goodness gracious great boars of fire. I am 100% confident in this pick. You have two people that are extremely entertaining, and one of them is the most entertaining person on every show that she's ever been on. Chelsea Green is killing it in this role that she's doing. She is fantastic. The camera loves her. The crowd hates her. She is perfect for this. And I don't know if she's going to eventually get to, like, a main event feud ever, but right now this match is meaningless. And you know what you do with meaningless? You try to make stars. You don't try to build people that have already been there and failed. You give people opportunities. And the person that could have the biggest opportunity here to come out as a star is the one, the only, Chelsea Green. And that's who's going to win this. Chelsea Green, thanks. Sonya Deville. Thank you. That's it.
And that's thanks to Michael Cole, they have actually got a team name.
What?
Unlike any of the others. Yeah, he calls them the Karens.
The Karens. The Karens. That's
so
great.
That's my pick.
They might as well run with this. I like Chelsea Green and Carmella, but I guess Carmella got injured or something.
Yeah.
And so they had to make a change, which that's
true. Actually kind of like Chelsea and Sonya to get together. Like they played together really well with Adam Pearce.
They did. I didn't even realize this, but I saw it on Twitter. They were on Tough Enough together.
Yeah. Yeah. In that first season.
Yeah.
Or the first.
When they came back. Yeah.
Yeah. When they brought it back. Yeah.
I didn't realize that until I saw that today. Here's another one that they've got. We don't know yet. It's a Hell in a Cell match. It is Edge taking on the Demon Finn Balor. So it is absolutely a fact that he will be the Demon Finn Balor in this match. And also, I saw this. All the crybabies on the internet can rejoice. The cage will not be red. It will be back to the normal color. So no one has to get antsy about the red cage. Okay, go ahead, Glenn.
They're going to give him the big entrance. There is no reason he doesn't win this. Edge is not going to be around for much. So it's going to be the Demon. The Demon doesn't lose.
Except for that one time when the top rope broke.
Yeah, probably.
So, Edge, if you are out there listening, I know you're not, but if you are, all you got to do is break one of them ropes. That motherfucking Demon won't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Achilles heel.
It is. If you break one of the ropes, that Demon doesn't know what to do. I feel like Edge is going to win just because I think it makes the most sense for Finn to win. But I just think Edge is going to win because this is finally going to be, you know, Finn Balor getting his comeuppance from Edge, from everything that they did to Edge, you know, because he really hasn't got that comeuppance on Finn Balor yet. So I just feel like that's what's going to happen. Do you guys think we get the brood sort of entrance from Edge in this match? Is he supposed to be, you know?
Definitely. Yes. Yeah.
I always love that brood thing. Yeah. I'm going to put it on here. It's so good. Anyway, Mayor of Ken, what do you think?
I am going to go with the Demon Finn here. Demon Finn. I think that, Edge probably will have one more WrestleMania in him, and it won't be this one. I think it makes more sense here on getting Finn going in hot, especially as the Demon, where maybe they can get him separated from Judgment Day, because I kind of want to see him apart from them.
Yeah.
Especially after Raw, and they kind of hit that reset button where they kind of move things around. And I feel like Finn getting away from the Judgment Day and the Judgment Day not needing Finn is really the direction that they should be going. So I'm going to go with Finn here. I don't see any reason Edge needs to win, especially at this point in his career. Unless he's having like a retirement match against like a Cena or someone that's really, I don't see a reason for him to win here. Yeah. So I'm just going to go with Finn for that reason alone. We've all gone pretty well apart from each other on these picks. We're all over the place.
We really are. All right, the next one is a triple threat match, and as you know, usually we're not really huge fans of triple threat matches, but this one, there's gonna be a lot of red chests after this match, and it's not just gonna be Sheamus's. It's Gunther defending his Intercontinental Championship against Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. In the words of 3-6 Mafia, somebody going to get their ass kicked. Somebody's going to get their wig split. Some people are going to get the shit slapped out of them this match, and it's going to be glorious, and I'm going to love every goddamn minute of it. Mayor of Canton, who do you think?
I don't know if I'd ever pick against Gunther, but he doesn't have to be the one that loses here. because it's not an elimination match, correct?
Yeah, no.
Man, I don't want to see Gunther ever lose this IC belt because I want him to bring it back to glory, because I really think if anyone can make something important at this point in their career, it's Gunther. Man,
it's a shame. But
I also really want to see him go on into the main event picture, and I don't think he'll. I don't think of any time recently where they've had the IC title holder versus the main event title holder since probably Warrior and Hogan.
I'm sure there had to have been other ones, but it's been a long time.
So I kind of want to see Gunther get into that role, and he doesn't have to lose here for that. So for all of those reasons, I'm going to pick Sheamus. I'm going to pick Sheamus to win here.
What do you think, Glenn?
The ring is sacred.
He's standing behind you. He might slap you from that card, Glenn.
He's peering down. That's why Glenn picked him.
Even that card is intimidating.
Yeah, no shit.
I've got to go get it and show people this. They haven't seen it. They might be watching.
Yeah, that way you'll know what we're talking about. We won't just think we're fucking mad. Well, we are mad, so I guess that doesn't matter. Even Santa Claus Volker. Well, I mean, Gunther is terrified.
Imagine being a bad child and being angry Gunther coming. At this point,
heard of Krumpus?
Walter is Krumpus coming down the chimney
for sure.
This, my birthday is in May. This is my early birthday card from the mayor.
That's beautiful. Look at that. Still terrifying.
It's a gallus, and the guys have sort of initial D inside of it. That's the reason for it. That's why it's a Christmas card and not actually a birthday card. But it says, Gallus wishes you a jolly Wally Christmas. Because at that time he was still Wally or Walter.
Right, it was Walter. That time, yeah. So Glenn is going with Gunther. I'm going to go, since you picked Sheamus and he picked Gunther, fuck it, I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre. I know this isn't like a world championship, but like this would be a good, you know, big, you know, championship win for Drew McIntyre. I know he beat Corbin last year and cut the top rope with his sword, but I just feel like this would be bigger. So we're finally going to give Drew McIntyre a big win in front of a big crowd, and I'm going to go with McIntyre. And then he can, you know, go on to feud with Sheamus, and
we'll talk about this. Has Drew won the IC belt before?
Yes. No. In his original
yes, he did when he was one of the chosen ones. It's Sheamus that's never won it, and that's why he got himself put in the match.
Oh, so Sheamus should definitely win this thing because he's been in the WWE forever. Now, I'm not changing my pick. I tried to, but I'm not going to. All right. Now, here we go. It's father versus son. Have we ever had a father versus son match at WrestleMania? I know most of the matches at WrestleMania, and I'm pretty sure we never have.
No.
Pretty sure that's never happened. And it's Rey Mysterio taking on his hardened criminal son, Dominic. Our buddy Kyle from the Apron Bump Podcast is actually going to WrestleMania. He said he wanted to dress up as Dom, and I said, I don't think you want to get caught on the wrong street in L.A. dressed up as Dom, if you know what I mean. So he said, you know what, you're right. You probably shouldn't do that. I guess I get to go first this time. I hope Rey Mysterio takes that bad Dominic over his knee and spanks him like he should, because Dominic needs his ass whooped. We all rejoiced. I hadn't rejoiced that loud watching wrestling since, like, remember when Roman Reigns, like, was, like, choking out Randy Orton and all the kids in the crowd were crying? I rejoiced like that when Ray punched Dominic, which is weird. You know, two very strange things made me react the same way. So I'm going to take Rey Mysterio. So what do you think, Glenn?
Right, he's on his last little run. He's going into the Hall of Fame. And I don't know whether it might be worth him having his last as a run maskless. So he loses to Dom. Dom unmasks him. Then Ray takes it out on Dom because he's lost the mask. It keeps the story going. It doesn't hurt either of them.
I mean, he's lost the mask.
I'm going to go Dom. Yeah. All right. Well, he wrestled in WCW most of the time without the mask, didn't he? So.
Yeah, they don't like to talk about that though.
Yeah, we'll just forget that happened.
We try to forget most of WCW happened after 99. If you heard Hootie Who, it's like the Men in Black pen, like Hootie Who, like you forgot everything that happened.
Oh,
flash.
What do you think? I wish I could forget.
Oh man, I really think Ray wins here, but this dominant, I give credit to WWE for putting together two storylines between the Bloodline and Cody and the entire Bloodline feud. And then this Mysterio feud has been incredible. The crowd went banana when Ray punched Dominic. Like I literally might have been the biggest pop I've heard in
a while,
a long time. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was incredible. And that was a SmackDown show. That wasn't even WrestleMania. That was 17,000 people. Like, getting to see Rey Mysterio beat Dom, I think probably could be fantastic, a great moment. And I really think that's what's going to happen. But at the same time, God dang, I think Dom could just underhand cheat shot his dad and let him down. And man, I don't know. I really think Rey wins here. I'm not going to talk myself out of it. I wish it was a hair versus mask match.
That would be fun.
And it was either Dominic's mullet getting shaved or Ray's mask getting unmasked.
Yeah,
because I think that really would have been a good stipulation here, and it wouldn't have added to anything, especially if Dominic was winning. I don't know, but I'm going Ray. Ray Mysterio wins here. Feel good moment for WrestleMania.
That would pay so much homage back to their heritage too, to have a hair versus mask match. That's a great idea. They really should have done that.
But the whole, you know, they definitely had matches like that. They were cutting. I'm sure like Eddie had to have had a match like that at one point in time.
Yeah, he did.
I think that would have just tied everything together. Missed opportunity, but Ray's got to win here. It's the WrestleMania moment.
Well, I mean, shout out to our buddy DC Matthews, but this is something I want to see. I want to see Dom coming out in a low rider. Put him in a low rider.
So good. So good.
Do it.
I didn't even think about that, but that's perfect.
Do it. I didn't know I needed that until I saw the DC tweet that, and I was like, oh my God, I see
it. And they still own the rights to I cheat, I steal. If he comes out to that in a low rider, I'm changing my pick. Yeah. I'm calling you guys both of you. I'm changing my pick right then.
If he comes out to that, I'm gonna freaking scream like
because he was hinting. He was hinting at it. His promo on Mandy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That he wished Eddie was his father and not the deadbeat Ray.
Rhea's coming out with the belt over her shoulder in the low rider with Dom. Oh,
yeah.
So good. Book it. That's awesome. I love it. All right. I think we've only got two left, right? Yep. We are down to the last two. One is the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match. It is the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Probably the biggest tag team match in WWE since the last time the Usos faced the New Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way. I don't know. I don't think it's my turn to go first. I think I went first last time. Glenn, why don't you go first?
They can't let the Usos win. They just can't. There is no way. The baddies are not going to win.
Mayor of Canton, is there any way you see the Usos walking out of here with the championships?
If this is ending night one, 100% not. There's no way they're not ending it on that feel-good moment with Sammy and Owens going out in the sunset together with the belts. However, if this is the match right before the Bloodline match with Roman and Cody, and it's the match right before, I'm not so sure I wouldn't pick the Usos to win here, where there could even be Sammy accidentally hitting Owens and causing some turmoil between the two of them, but it's accidental. And then it leads you to believe, like, oh man, is Sammy back with the Bloodline? Is he going to help Roman against Cody here when it comes down to the final match? I kind of feel like there's that opportunity there to still leave question. They've done such a good point at writing the storyline that just leaving that little bit of doubt to make that main event even more special, to think, especially if Sammy comes out, like, who's he here to help? Like, the third man with Hulk Hogan, like, what's he doing here? Why is he here? So I don't know. I really feel like you have to have Owens and Zayn win here, but I could talk myself into the Usos winning. I'm going to go with my initial thought. Owens and Zayn win.
The bodies get it.
I mean, you just freaking pitched. You just pitched one hell of an idea, though, because you get everybody involved. Because Usos is going to get out there and try to help Roman.
That's so what I try to do every single time we make these picks. I try to give like an opportunity for you to see both ways.
Right, and so then here comes Kevin Owens out there because he wants to help them. He wants to help Cody, and then they take him out, and then Sammy shows up, and you're not sure what he's going to do.
Yeah, and it still would leave a chance for Roman to possibly walk away as champion and people to be upset about the entire thing and continue that Bloodline story on. So the opportunity is there. I don't think it happens, but I think it's there.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't see it anyway.
I think
what are you gonna say?
If it wasn't for the fact that it's become sort of popular knowledge that Roman has been told medically to take some time off, then that would have been a good way to go. But the fact that he's not going to be around and they're building Cody up to carry the belt for a while until Roman's fit enough to come back.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the main event too, but yeah, I can't see any... I mean, I could see like what the mayor said, but I just don't see that happening. It's a great way to go, and also you should probably have you ever put in an application to WWE? You might be able to get a job. I'm just kidding. but yeah, I think that you're gonna get the feel good moment of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens winning the tag team championships, which is gonna be great. That's gonna be. I mean, I feel like that's gonna be one of the best tag team matches I've probably ever seen, and I've seen a lot of tag team wrestling. And as our pal Jeremy, who is lost to the seas or somewhere, we're not sure.
Hi Jeremy, if you're still listening.
But yeah, as Jeremy used to say, tag team wrestling is the best wrestling when it's done right. And so I think that match could be really good. Now the only match that we could for sure know that is on night two is this match. This might be the only match on night two. We don't know for certain. It's Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. I will go first on this one, I suppose. Cody Rhodes wins. I can't see any reason why Roman Reigns needs to win, like Glenn said. Bobby's going to need to take some time off. He's been doing this, you know, nonstop for a while, so it's probably going to be good for him to get some time away. So I'm picking Cody Rhodes. Mayor of Kane, what do you think?
Man, I really want to. I don't see any reason Cody doesn't win this here. Like 0.001%. They've been building this up, and there's so many different ways you could go with Cody winning this belt on having so many new match opportunities. But the storyline of the Bloodline has been captivating. And there's still one chance that I could see this happening where Roman wins. And I think I'm going to go with it. And this is going to be a big swerve.
Huge.
Where Roman wins with, I think, with the help of the Bloodline, with the same way they've been intact with Solo and Jimmy and maybe not even Jay being there, but maybe just Solo helping him win and retain here. And then we get WrestleMania 9.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 9, I think.
Yes.
All over again. If you smell. And it's LA, and here comes Hollywood Rock out to retain his head of the table in a match with Roman Reigns that lasts like 3 minutes. Somehow it gets called into effect, And Roman doesn't leave as champion, but Cody doesn't win either. And we've got The Rock leaving WrestleMania as the world's heavyweight undisputed champion.
The universal champion. Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking myself into this because I really want to see it happen, because not only would it piss off, it would piss off the Roman fans. It would piss off all of the WWE universe. That's the Cody fans. It would make everyone so mad, but it would
wrestling Twitter sense. Will burn.
And I could see it happening. I want to see it happen. And that's
you know what happened is you get the initial huge pop for The Rock being back, and then the reality of him actually winning the title sinking, and everybody then start getting their pitchforks out.
Exactly. That's what is going to happen. That is how we are going to leave The Rock right behind me. Look at him. Know your role, Roman. Know your role. Go ahead and put that down as two picks.
I'm actually gonna give you champion's advantage here.
That's fully fair, I suppose.
So now, who are you actually, without that scenario, who are you going for?
I really think Cody wins here, but I'm picking Roman to win so that the Rock can come out.
And so he's taking Cody and then hopes and prayers.
I'll take Roman. I'll go with Roman.
You're gonna go for Roman, right?
If that happens, we'll give it to you. If that somehow happens, we'll give it to you. If that happens, we'll give it to you.
But honestly, now that I'm thinking this through, it almost would be even cooler if Cody won. And then The Rock comes out. And then he has the full, like, argument. No, I'm the head of the table. I did what you couldn't do. I beat that guy right there. I beat Cody Rhodes.
Then Twitter would really burn. That'd be the burner. Yeah. Said WrestleMania 9 all over again. I said, Hulk Hogan's going to show up?
What? Give me the pen.
I'm on Twitter burn. Have Hulk Hogan win. That'd be it.
Give me the pen, Vince. I can take care of all this for you, buddy. I'll make it all happen.
All right. Glenn, I don't know. I should have meant to Bear go last. I know he had that shit planned.
I didn't. I just started talking my way through it. Did you know about me? I planned nothing.
Glenn, do you think Cody wins or Roman wins, or do you think Stone Cold Steve Austin takes it?
Oh, I've already written down Cody wins, so.
What the mayor said, I don't think there's any chance that he loses.
No.
He's just come this far. I just can't see it. Me personally, I don't want to sound like a hater, but if it was up to me, Cody Rhodes wouldn't be the guy that beats Roman Reigns. But everybody else likes him, and he's done a hell of a job with the promos leading up to this thing, so I will not gripe too much.
He's carried it, really, because Roman had been able to be around. So.
I've always said I wanted Gunther to be the one to unseat Roman, but I don't think that makes sense at this point in time.
Yeah, no, not this way. And the good news is maybe we'll get to see Gunther versus Cody, because we saw that in the Royal Rumble and it was very good. So, Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We have picked every match that has been announced thus far on WrestleMania. Who knows? They could announce something else. We pray for night two. Hopes and prayers to night two that they can get some matches as well. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night for Roman and Cody. Maybe Paul Heyman will just talk for a while. I don't know. One of those two could happen. Anyway.
There's 13 matches
there. We are not going to have 13 matches or 12 matches on night one. So you would think that they'd split them a bit more.
I would hope so. Glenn, you got anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Yeah, why not? Andy and the Bang Bang are coming back. Keep your ears open for that. Check out I'm booking the territory with UTT Rob and
Dan Griffin. No, Dan Griffin is his co-host.
Sorry, Dan.
It's very late. Give Glenn a break. But yeah, that was a great show. I listened to it. I mean, 35% of what you Brits were talking about, I don't know. what you guys were saying, but a lot, what I did understand was very, very good. And also, you guys were talking about beers that had like 12% alcohol in it. And I'm at work like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, they have craft beers.
12% alcohol.
Those guys actually get sponsored by a company.
I noticed that, yeah.
It produces those beers.
Well, I guess that's why they drink them. Mayor of Canton, you got any 12% alcohol beers you like to drink? And anything you need to plug?
I'm not going to go down the route of plugging alcoholic beverages because I could be here a while.
I'd take them all night.
So, yeah, yeah, give Mr. our pal. I don't see his little Sportinarium.
Yeah, so I switched so we have the, like, WrestleMania backdrop, but don't worry. When I put it on YouTube, it'll be up there.
Okay, so we're going to give Thomas Bryce 2017 a plug and all this, the Sportswire Radio pals. If you haven't already watched me eat some Mr. Hero, scroll back down on media or whatever and watch me eat some Mr. Hero because it was delicious. And good. A meal with the mayor.
It looked really good.
Watch that. It was delicious. And I'll let Brent plug the AW iPod and tell him how you can watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, give us a watch on YouTube. You're watching on YouTube right now if you're looking at me. If you're not looking at me, then you're listening to us on a podcast. That, which you can also do. If you're bored, you're looking for something to do on WrestleMania weekend, which I doubt you are because there's a lot to do. You can listen to a new episode of the Married Superstars, which is out right now. We've also got a Manic Matches of WrestleMania with Kyle from the April Bub podcast, Senior Ref and his son El Ref, which is a very festive occasion when they show up. And you guys watching some WrestleMania matches. And we will have NXT picks for you on Saturday morning. And then you'll have a new episode of WCW. Actually, Glenn, I was going to ask you about this. So since we're going to watch that 97 Royal Rumble match for Warring the Attitude, what do you say we just watch it with the mayor tomorrow night?
Yeah, why not?
There we go, mayor. Friday night, we're going to watch the 97 Royal Rumble match. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, after all of that, I'm out of breath. We will talk to you next time. Man, to sing my